So we're going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is from the 18th chapter, text number 68. So Krishna says, for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Purport. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only, and not for the philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional service, devotional activities, and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. So this distribution or giving the message of Krishna to others is very important. There's one famous writer in America named Mark Twain who said the two most important days of our life is the day that we're born and the day we find out why we're born. So a lot of people don't know why we're born. So the Bhagavad Gita explains why we're born, why we come to this world. We come to this world to get purification, to understand that we're spirit souls, that we're not these material bodies, that we're not of this world. We're of another world, the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. So today is another very important day, because today is the first day of a 5-week marathon that's happening here in Ljubljana, book distribution. So I was asked to speak about book distribution. I'm curious, how many of you have distributed Prabhupada's books before? Okay. Quite a few. So for those of you that haven't, it's something to think about. It's a wonderful activity, because what's needed most now in society is knowledge of the absolute truth. There's so much knowledge now around the world, universities and libraries. But Krishna, he's giving absolute knowledge, not relative knowledge, maybe, perhaps, but true, absolute knowledge by which people can understand who they are, who God is, and the process of reawakening this relationship with Krishna. So this distribution of transcendental literature, it helps us to get closer to Krishna, because it's a very pleasing thing. It's very pleasing to God, to Krishna, when we go out and help others. One may ask, well, what is the benefit of giving this knowledge out to others? I'll give you an example. Sometimes in this world, there's natural disasters, major natural disasters, tsunami or big earthquake. So all over the world, doctors and volunteers, they go to these places where there's disasters to help. So there's a because it's an emergency, right? It's an emergency. So people just volunteer in these natural disasters. So there's another emergency in the world now, and that's people have forgotten who they are. Amnesia. People have forgotten who they are. You know, people are walking around thinking, oh, I'm French, or I'm English, or I'm American, or I'm Slovenian, or I'm Russian. But this is illusion. We're not these bodies. We're the soul within. We're part of the Supreme Soul, Krishna. And as long as people are in this illusion that there's something that they aren't, then how can they be happy? Right. So this distribution of transcendental literatures, we have packets here. So I believe that devotees can purchase these packets, and you can distribute them. Anybody know how much they are? Huh? 10 and 20. So some of them have 4 books, and some of them have 2 big books. They're different varieties. So we're going to be doing this for 5 weeks, and it's actually wonderful. It's an opportunity to do good to others. It's a sure way to do good to others. So that's one benefit that you get from distributing books. You feel good because you've done something good for others. And this is actually the best thing we can do for others, is to help them in their spiritual journey. There's so many spiritual movements around the world that aren't giving real guidance to the highest goal, which is the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada, he's a pure devotee who he's a Shakti Vaishavatar, descended for our spiritual welfare. So he's given so much information in his Bhaktivedanta purports. And Krishna is giving so much information that guides us in this journey back to him. So yeah, people have forgotten who they are. Amnesia. I'll tell you one interesting thing that happened. There was a young man who was riding his bike, and he crashed. And it was such a big crash, he lost his memory, hit his head, didn't know his name, didn't know where he lived, nothing. So there was one devotee distributing books, and he approached this person. Hi, where are you from? I don't know. I wrecked my bike. I hit my head. I don't know my name. I don't know where I live. Zip. Nothing. So the devotee said, well, I'll tell you who you are. You're the eternal servant of Krishna. And he thought, oh, okay, well, at least now I know something. And this devotee understood his awkward situation. So he helped him out, and he had a flat, an apartment, so he took this person in, and he taught him about Krishna consciousness. And this person was very happy to learn about Krishna and spiritual life, and he became a very good devotee and a book distributor. So he was also helping others get out of their amnesia, forgetfulness of who they are. So this is actually what we're doing when we distribute this knowledge. We're giving people an opportunity to understand who they are. Yeah. Spirit souls, eternal servants of Krishna. Another thing is, when we're giving this knowledge out, is it's very pleasing to Prabhupada, very pleasing to Krishna, to give knowledge out to others, spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom. And one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, how can we repay you for what you've given to us?" He said, "Give what I've given to you. Give out what I've given to you. This is the best way to try to repay me." A devotee of the Lord is called Paradukuduki. When he sees others suffering, it gives pain. So a devotee doesn't like to see others suffering. And people in this world are suffering. You know, there's different types of miseries. People are suffering due to nature, just like today. It's a very hot day. I'm surprised. I've been here many times. I've never experienced so much heat in Ljubljana. Hot. I didn't know it gets so hot here. It gets very cold here also. Yeah. And then there's, I'm from Los Angeles. In 1993, there was an earthquake, and the whole city shook. Many people died. Some people that morning, they got in their cars and they drove off, never to come back to Los Angeles again. It can be a pretty abrupt way to wake up in the morning, you know, 4:30 in the morning. So there's earthquakes, there's hurricanes. So, and then there's sufferings from our own mind and body. Yeah. So many diseases. Just like I have a disease you've probably never ever heard of. Eosinophilic esophagitis. It's not deadly. But it's, I got to be careful about what I eat. There's thousands of diseases that none of us have ever heard of. So many things can go wrong with the body. I have another disease called sesamoiditis. Probably never heard of that either, right? It's a bone problem. Nothing serious, but you know, when you get old, these things happen. Yeah. But yeah, so many things can go wrong with the body. And as you get older, they happen. You know, things you never thought of before, they just happen to the body. So miseries to our own mind and body. Actually, the grandest misery comes from the mind. You know, like the biggest disease in the world now. Anybody know what the biggest disease, the grand disease is in the world? Huh? Depression. Yes, stress, depression. Yeah. Like one friend of mine was distributing books in an airport in America, and she approached one man and asked him, "Well, what kind of work do you do?" And he said, I'm a pharmacist. I sell medicine." And she said, "So what medicine is selling the most?" He said, "Maalox." Maalox is a medicine that helps people become relieved of ulcers. People have ulcers, so it helps relieve the pain that comes from ulcers, and ulcers comes from distress, anxiety. So mental problems is the biggest problem that people face. So this place, this material world, is a as one of our acharyas says, it's no place for a gentleman or a lady. It's not a nice place. You know, old age, disease, death, so many. Just like I had one friend, whenever a gray hair would grow and she would see it, she'd pull it out. You know, people don't like to look old, you know, gray hairs. And the men, quite often, they lose their hair on the top. Yeah. So they let it grow out here and they flip it over here, you know, to cover up the bald spot. You've seen this before, right? And then the wind comes and whoosh, you know, and he's trying to cover up the bald spot. You know. And now they have these things where if you get some injection, and it removes the wrinkles. So nobody wants to look old or get old or die. It's like in universities, there's a whole science of how to, they're trying to figure out how to stop death. And meanwhile, all the scientists and the medical science, they're all dying as they're trying to figure out how to stop death. So, it's not a nice place. But there is a place beyond this world where there is no death, there's no disease, there's no old age. It's described in the spiritual world. If you want to speak to someone, you don't talk, you sing. No one's talking in the spiritual world. Everybody's singing. And you want to go someplace, nobody walks. They're all dancing. And their legs don't get tired. Their throat, they don't have pharmaceutical places where they get a sore throat. No. Vaikuntha, it's called Vaikuntha, no anxiety. Here in this world, there's so much anxiety, struggling to pay bills and struggling, you know, to have relationships, you know, last. And struggling in so many ways. But in the spiritual world, no anxiety. So, by this book distribution, we're giving people an opportunity to go back to that place. That's our home, actually. Therefore we say, let's go back home, back to Godhead. That's our original home. We're actually just visitors in this material existence. Our real home is with Krishna, our father. Krishna is everyone's father. And not only is he our father, he's our best friend. That's pretty rare, to have a father and your best friend. Anybody here have a father who is also your best friend? Wow, very good. We have one hand. That's nice. That's rare. Very good. You're very fortunate. Yeah, that's rare. But actually, all of us have a father that is our best friend. So you have two now. So Krishna, he's everyone's father and everyone's best friend. And therefore Krishna comes. Out of his kindness, he comes and he gives us the Bhagavad Gita. He leaves us this wisdom, which is actually, these books are instruction guides on how to go back to the spiritual world. Instruction guides for human society. And even if one doesn't reach the goal of going back to the spiritual world, still one has began the journey. Neha bikramana shosti pratyavaya navidyate svam yasya dharmasya trayate matobayat. In this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can deliver one from the most dangerous fear. So whatever you do in this lifetime, that goes to your eternal credit. And in your next life, you start from there. So, of course, the goal is to become completely purified of all material desires and develop spiritual desires, the desire to serve God, to please God. This is the goal. This is the highest desire that we can achieve. Selfless. The problem in this world is people are very selfish. Yeah. But as one advances in spiritual life, one becomes more and more selfless. Yeah. As we realize more and more our spiritual identity. So another thing that we gain from distributing books is you develop good qualities. Because when we're distributing books, we approach people, and you have to be tolerant. Yeah. Some people will say no. You have to tolerate the weather. Sometimes it's hot. Now it's hot. Sometimes it's cold. So tolerance is a wonderful quality. And unfortunately, there's a lot of intolerance in the world. Recently, a friend of mine, I just recently heard, I couldn't believe it, just to give you an example of how we shouldn't be. He was on a highway and there was traffic. There was backed up traffic. They were on a bridge. And this lady was in a car, and he said he looked like working class, nice lady, had a nice car, and one motorcycle was going through the traffic, trying to go through, and he got stuck, and he bumped into this lady. Didn't hurt the car, just rubber tires hit her bumper, didn't mess up the car. She got out, and she was very upset. She said, "Why'd you hit me? Didn't hurt the car at all. Didn't dent it in any way. Why? Why did you hit me?" She's shouting at him. And then she slapped him. And he also wasn't so tolerant, so he got off his bike and slapped her. And there was a rumble right there, they're fighting on the on the highway there, and he got so upset he threw her off the bridge, killed her. A 2 second, just bumped the car. She got so upset, came, slapped him. He slapped her, got in her. She died. He probably went to jail for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. Yeah. Intolerance. Road rage in Los Angeles, it was a big problem. Road rage. If someone just pulled in front of you, they'd come out with a gun and shoot them. Yeah. It's a major problem. Road rage. Intolerance. So tolerance is a nice quality. If we're tolerant, then we can also become compassionate, which is a wonderful quality. And actually, this whole society, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is existing because of the compassion of this great personality, Srila Prabhupada, and his spiritual master, who asked him to come to the West and preach. So compassion is a wonderful, wonderful quality. And by distributing books, by distributing this knowledge, one has to have this compassion. So therefore one prays for this compassion. And man proposes, God disposes. So he can give us this compassion, but we can go out and help others also learn about the glories of Krishna and the glories of devotional service. So this is, there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatikshaya Karuniya Maitra Chikila Jandrasu Sumadvena Jasharvatma Bhagavan Sampasidati. Now Krishna says that if one approaches others with these four qualities, I'm immediately very pleased with such a person. So that I mentioned that already. The tolerance, compassion, in a friendly way. Approach others in a friendly way. So when one is distributing books, we have to be friends with everyone. You know, we want to leave a good impression, you know, because we're representing Krishna, we're representing Srila Prabhupada. So to approach people in a friendly way. So eventually, as one continues on in this great adventure of distributing transcendental knowledge, one becomes a friend towards everyone. And then samatvena chasarvatma, seeing everyone equally, that everyone is a spirit soul. Everyone is part of the supreme soul. So this is another nice consciousness to have. Yeah. Unfortunately, throughout the world, people get into these my country or my city or my this or my that. But actually, we're all one in one sense, because we're all part of the supreme. Our philosophy is achintya beta beta tatra. We're one and we're different. So we're all spirit soul. We're all part of the supreme. But at the same time, we're all individuals. We're all individuals. So, to go on with other things that are beneficial by distributing books, Prabhupada said that that by distributing books, by this distribution of books, for every book that is distributed, some Lakshmi comes to the temple. And some of you may know, many of you, actually probably all of you know, there's a lot of renovation needed for this temple. Right? A lot of work needed to renovate this temple. So each book that is distributed, some Lakshmi comes to the temple to maintain the temple and also to help with the renovation. It's been a few years since I've been here, so it's nice to see there's been a lot of improvement. This temple room floor used to be the loudest temple room floor in ISKCON. Many of you probably remember. Now it's nice and quiet, so it's good. So there's many improvements taking place here in Ljubljana. So by book distribution, more and more improvements will come. And Prabhupada said, if you distribute books, everything will come. Everything you need will come. And another nice thing is that by book distribution, the family of devotees increases. I'm curious, how many of you came to Krishna because you received a book? Raise your hand. Yes, most of you. Yeah, me too. I got a Bhagavad Gita in a library. And I read the Bhagavad Gita. I couldn't put it down. I read it in 5 days. It was just fascinating, just amazing. And from reading the Bhagavad Gita, I started chanting Hare Krishna. And then I met the devotees shortly after. It was a real adventure, actually. It was amazing how Krishna brings people to his service. So by book distribution, people get an opportunity to hear the absolute truth and to chant the holy names of Krishna. This is the process in this age for purification, is chanting the names of Krishna. It's a very nice process. Yeah. Wonderful process. So, the goal of this marathon, it's a 5-week marathon, and the goal is, we were discussing yesterday, maybe 5,000 books, but we've increased. 6,000 books. 6,000 books in 5 weeks. Yeah. At least 6,000 books, hopefully 7. So that means many people will get an opportunity to hear about Krishna. It's very auspicious. Books change people's lives. Just like many of our lives have changed in a very positive way by these books. Yeah. People are very confused. You know. The leaders, you know, it's like there's a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Nate bhutu svartha gating hi Vishnu durasya ye bahi arthamaya andhayatan derubiniyama te prishachantram urdamnibadat. That people don't know what is valuable. They're thinking what is very valuable and what they live for is sense gratification. This is very valuable to the people in this Kali Yuga. But it doesn't bring happiness to the soul. But what is actually valuable is service to Krishna. Now they're serving their senses, which they aren't. We're not this body. We're not these senses. We're not this mind. But everybody is absorbed in trying to satisfy these senses, which we aren't. So how is that going to bring any happiness? How is that going to bring any happiness? So, to serve the Supreme Soul, to serve our Father, to serve our best friend, Krishna, this will bring ultimate happiness to the soul. Unlimited happiness to the soul. This is the happiness that everybody wants. Yeah. It's described that the nature of the soul is such chit ananda. Eternality, knowledge, and bliss, happiness. This is the nature of the soul. Yeah. And this flickering material happiness, but spiritual happiness. This is the real happiness that we're looking for. Because this happiness continues on after we leave this body. This material happiness is temporary. And therefore Prabhupada says in one purport commentary, he says, devotees of the Lord travel the world instructing people, don't try to find happiness in a place where happiness is just a myth. It's an illusion. It's maya sukaya. It's illusory happiness. And therefore people are frustrated. People are frustrated in this attempt to find happiness in matter. You see, we're spirit, and we're trying to find happiness in matter. So it's incompatible, just like oil and water. You know, they can mix, but it's incompatible. So spirit with spirit, this is compatible. When we connect to Krishna, This is real happiness. This is called yoga, connection to Krishna. This is the pleasure of the soul. So, there's a few minutes left. Is there any questions? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for your lecture. Do you think is it a good idea to print some cards with the location of the temple, website, and some free space for the distributor to leave his name and phone number, so yeah. If people is sincere and engages, perhaps it would be very helpful if that they don't give up reading the whole book and they can ask and comment.
Brilliant idea, thank you. Do we have invitation cards? We do have. We already have them.
Okay.
Thank you. You're a good manager. Any other questions? Yes, we have one right here. Our Kirtaniya here. Our Kirtan leader.
You spoke about compassion and tolerance. And when devotee...
Close to the mouth. Close, yeah.
When young devotee starts to go out and distribute books, then he realizes that he doesn't have either of it, you know.
So he doesn't have either, okay.
So it comes, obviously it comes with time, but what to do till then?
Yeah, continue. Don't stop. Because practice makes perfect. Yeah? You practice at anything, just like you're a very good musician. You're playing harmonium, right? Yeah? So when you started, you probably sounded terrible.
Actually, I didn't.
No? You sounded good right from the beginning. But you already played, you played a piano, right? No? What?
I was born with it.
Okay, he's a rare soul. Okay. Most people, when they start an instrument, they sound terrible.
There are some envious guys.
So, but as you practice, but anyway, when you started, you weren't as good as you are now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you practice at anything, you get better at it. So similarly, on book distribution, as you continue, you get better. You get more tolerant. You get more compassionate. You become a good example, a good representative of Krishna. So yeah, anything that you want to be good at, you practice it and you get better at it. Yeah? Just like we have our translator here. Probably wasn't so easy in the beginning. But he's doing quite well, I can see. So, anything else? Yes, my dear friend here with the who's got them? Okay, you got it. Okay.
So you said before that there is so many religions that don't share. Like, I don't remember exactly what you said, something about the right kind of knowledge or absolute truth. Could you maybe say what's your opinion and maybe mention a few religions that maybe do share some kind of truth, you know?
Thank you. And that actually, I was thinking of saying this, but then now you brought it out, so it's going to come out. I'll tell you how I joined the Hare Krishna movement very quickly, because we don't have much time. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I came across a group that was selling mantras. And in the West, we don't know, you don't buy mantras. So we're naive, so I bought this mantra. And I'm chanting this, $120 for two syllables. Yeah. Prabhupada said, I could have made so much money. Yeah. Hare Krishna mantra has 32 syllables. Yeah. But I didn't come here to cheat you. So I'm chanting this mantra. It kind of helped me slow down a little bit. You know, Los Angeles, you know, Southern California kid. So I was chanting this mantra. And then I was reading books on philosophy and different religions. But then I thought, Los Angeles is probably not such a good place. So I went traveling. And I was looking for a paradise where I could do some meditation and live with, you know, like-minded people, similarly minded people. So I went traveling, and I'm reading this book by Baba Ramdas. He was a spiritual leader in America, American guru. So in his book, he mentions that as one goes on one's spiritual journey, one becomes detached from materialistic things and materialistic people and family and friends. And I thought, all right, that makes sense. You become detached from material things. So I'm traveling. And someone stole all my things. And I thought, all right, that's good. Yeah. Didn't give it up on my own. It's taken from me. All right, good. So I decided maybe the Bahamas. The Bahamas are some islands off the southeast of America. So I flew to the Bahamas, very disappointed. People were very materialistic. So I decided, I'm going back to America. But before I did, someone stole all my money. Now I have no money, no things, I have nothing. But I was so happy. I was so happy because I knew I'm going on this journey. I'll never go back to material life again. Jaya Sri Panchatattva. So, I'm still chanting this mantra. So I go back to Miami. Somehow I still have my ticket. I had this book also. And my passport. So I fly back to Miami. I'm hitchhiking. I don't know where I'm going. So a guy picks me up and asks me, so where are you going? I don't know. God has me on this journey. I don't know where I'm going, but I like it. It's good. It's good so far. So he says, well, you're going to need money. So he told me to go down to Key West. Key West is the southernmost city in America, Florida. So I went down there. I got a job. And I'm still chanting this mantra. In the back of the book of Baba Ram Das, there's books recommended to read. And one of them was Bhagavad Gita. And when I saw those two words, Bhagavad Gita, I thought, wow, that sounds deep, amazing. So I went to the public library in Key West. It's a small town. But there was four different Bhagavad Gitas. So now, which one? Fortunately, our BBT made ours more attractive. So I pulled out Prabhupada's. Who knows where I'd be now? Had I pulled out any other? So I pulled out Prabhupada's. I took it home to my apartment. I couldn't put it down. And from reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, I started chanting Hare Krishna. The other mantra, I threw out the window. That mantra was nothing. The mantra was Ainga. That was it. $120 I paid for that thing. And that's it. Ainga. It means nothing. So this is an example of a cheating religion. And now, because of inflation, you know how much it costs now for a mantra? $1,500. Such a ripoff. Just business. So Prabhupada, he would criticize this. It's called transcendental meditation, the group. Just business. Yeah. And it's not transcendental business. Just cheating the people. So Prabhupada said, I have not come here to cheat you. I've come to give Krishna to you. So I'm chanting this mantra. I've finished reading the Bhagavad Gita. I had a job where there was nobody around, so I was just chanting Hare Krishna all day. And it was so wonderful. I was just chanting all day long. I don't know how many rounds I was chanting, but it was a lot. I didn't know anything about beads at that time. So after 3 days of chanting in this place, my workplace, I went out of my exit, and from the exit of my workplace, 100 meters away, there was devotees doing Harinam, chanting Hare Krishna. So I went over to them and said, hey, you're chanting the same mantra I chant. They said, oh, you chant Hare Krishna? I said, yeah, I've been chanting all day in that building for 3 days. Oh. So they preached to me for 2 hours. And they said, you know, we have a little center here. You could come and join if you want. All right. I moved in that night. So Krishna took me very quickly. Yeah, that's the power of these books that we're going to be distributing during this marathon. They changed the heart. Yeah. That was 42 years ago. So they told me about... that place in Key West was a little center they were trying to keep together. Very little center. They said, you know, in Miami, we have a real temple there. And there you can be trained up. You could learn about Krishna. Easier. They have a whole, it's called a Bhakta program. So I went there. I said, all right, I went there. And the Miami temple was so beautiful. 8 acres. 90 mango trees. And these mangoes were so good. We had mango cake, mango pie, mango chutney, mango cake. We had mango coming out our ears. You know, it was like And they were so good. So there's banana trees. It's the only tropical place in mainland America. So many. There were 6 acres of flowers. We were sending flowers to all the temples in America. So my first service was picking flowers for flower distribution. So remember, I left L.A. looking for paradise. Yeah. So Krishna sent me to paradise. So, all right, I've gone over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.